This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Nicole, who's never been on a plane before, is back from Amsterdam with all the stories of her first trip away from Wales. We relive the greatest moment ever from The Apprentice before it returns tomorrow. And people are getting really angry because freshers are singing S Club 7 the wrong way. I've never seen a Twitter reaction like it. So much anger. Because Chris was DJing in a silent disco in Chichester at the uni the other night, and they had an up to S Club 7, Reach, and that's not right, because there isn't an up. It's not Reach Up for the Stars. And people are going off about it. I don't know what your social media is.
It's this video that I put out there just seems to be getting all the retweets. It seems to be kind of going everywhere. And the rage is strong, but then also there's loads of people going, this is how I've always sung it. It's an old school song and this is how I've always done it. I've always added an up.
No, there's not an up in there. Anyway, people that are outraged by this at 1:40 this afternoon.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Kanye West on BBC Radio 1. Why was he wearing a water bottle outfit on American TV the other day? Have you seen the pictures?
I missed this. Yeah, what's this?
He's just, I don't know why, but he is wearing what looks like an inflatable water bottle there. Not okay. Have you seen it?
What's going on?
Scott Mills.
Freshers at Chichester University have been singing what I think are the wrong words to Reach by S Club 7. And it's causing outrage across the nation.
It was a very weird moment. I was there and I could hear it because it was a silent disco. They were all wearing headphones, so I decided to film it. We put it up on socials and, mate, the outrage is so strong. But people's anger, like, I'm looking at one that's just come in a second ago. It says, country's gone to the dogs.
Yeah. Hannah says, I go to Chai Uni and I've never been more ashamed. Yeah. So they add another word in. They sing Reach Up for the Stars.
Don't reach up for the stars. From every mountain higher, reach up for the stars.
Now, that's not just a couple of people. That's thousands of people doing it. Becky's fuming, aren't you?
I don't understand where this has come from, because from the video, it's a silent disco. They've all got headphones on. So it's not even as if one of them is leading the pack. They've all learned this wrong. And I don't understand where it's come from. And the problem is that this song was released in 2000, and all of those freshers were born in 2000. So someone is bringing the song back, but teaching it wrong, and it's not fair.
You okay, hon?
Also, you are bang on there. There was 2,000 people, so this wasn't just one or two of them. It was loads of them.
Clearly brought it back and they're doing it wrong. I don't know who has started this.
They're learning it wrong.
They're learning it so wrong and they all know it. How do they all know it wrong?
Daniel, what are you saying?
I'm absolutely having none of it. You know, I was born in 95, so I grew up with this song and I was listening to it yesterday and I swear there's an up there. There's actually something in between Reef.
There isn't.
I've sung it like that for 20 odd years and I know there's
you're
something
right.
there.
Look at the lyrics.
I looked at the lyrics and the lyrics are wrong.
Right. What are you on about? Chloe, what are you saying?
I completely agree with Daniel. Like, it is definitely there. I discussed it with everybody in the office, and they were like, what are you on about? So right. We got the song up, and I was singing on, like, reach up for
No,
stars.
It's not!
You're doing it wrong!
I'm doing it wrong!
What's wrong with you?
2,000 people can't be wrong.
You're stressing
it's
me out. You're stressing me out.
I don't know how we get qualification on this, Scott. Is this some kind of Brexit thing? Like, what's going on?
You know what we need to do? Get one of S Club on the phone.
Yes.
Leave it with me.
Oh, my God.
Scott Mills.
There's only one way to sort this out. Hello, Tina Barrett from S Club 7.
Hello.
Tina is really kicking off this thing.
I know. Like, what's that all about?
Right.
Reach up.
Right, I know. Okay, it's doing my head in. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, Tina. I know you're busy. Sorry to interrupt you doing your thing. Can I put you through to Chloe, our caller, who we just spoke to? Chloe, hello?
Hi.
Can you tell Tina what you think?
It's definitely got the up in there. It's definitely there. Every time I've sung that song, since I was a child, I've always sung Reach Up for the Stars.
Chloe, hi. You're speaking to someone...
Really?
So you're speaking to someone that sang the song.
It's their song.
Argue with Tina, but I was prepared to argue with the rest of the country if it's Tina's song, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. So Tina, who's right here?
Yeah. Well, actually, there was never an up
when we normally do it. But I'm not hating it. It kind of gives it, makes it even more perky, if that's possible.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you could reach up for the stars.
But that's not the original song.
But it is, to be fair, it's not the right sort of version. But, you know...
No, but you can't just add a word because you think it sounds a little bit better to the classic. It's like saying, I'm loving the angels instead.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Tina, it was a classic of our time. You can't change the classics.
True. Yeah. I love that you call Reach a classic.
It is.
Oh, it is. People are saying it's a really worrying sign of the times.
Yeah.
What, that with Reach?
Yeah.
And the up.
Yeah.
Why is it worrying? Oh,
well,
no.
Just that, you know, maybe this is the sign of a new generation coming through that are doing it wrong. You never know.
I don't hate it, actually. And we're actually performing in Exeter tonight.
Oh.
Maybe we'll change it. Yeah.
Oh, God. Would you change it just for one time and send us the video?
Okay. Should we change it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, change it and then give us a shout out.
Okay, yeah, we'll record it.
Right.
And we'll do it.
Okay, right, we'll speak to you tomorrow then. This is awesome.
Scott Mills.
Dan in Lincoln says, I love how you have got the power to just ask megastars like Tina from S Club 7 if they can change classic history. It's hilarious.
I liked the little, still doing your thing, Tina?
Sorry to interrupt you doing your thing, Tina. Daniel really enjoyed that as well. I don't think she noticed. Oh, other members of S Club are getting involved.
Yeah, they're all piping up now. So Paul's been on. Can't remember what he was doing in that. What was he? Paul was... What was that?
Getting down on the floor.
Getting down on the floor. That's it. You got to that so quickly as well. Amazing.
He was getting down on the floor.
He's been on anyway. That's not how it goes, but I think it's an improvement.
Scott Mills.
I thought, because The Apprentice is starting again, things with The Apprentice, I always were like, oh, I'm not going to get into it this year, and I do end up getting into it.
Yeah.
And it's the same every year, but I love it. And it starts tomorrow night on BBC One.
Well, the key players are amazing, aren't they? Claude, for me... is the best thing about the show.
Didn't you have a bit of Twitter interaction with him for a while?
Yes, because I tried to get him on the show, and he was not interested.
Not in any way.
But
was always tweeting about Love Island.
Yeah, exactly. And it was so strange, because normally when you contact people, they're kind of, they want to be on Radio 1.
Not interested.
It was really weird.
In honour of the show coming back, I would like to take us all back to 2014 when there was a guy called Solomon on the show. And I truly believe, and me and Chris were watching this separately, actually, earlier, and we truly believe this is the finest moment and finest interview ever on The Apprentice. When something is going so, so well, and you're like, yes, I'm smashing it, and then it all turns.
Yeah, you can hear the exact moment, can't you?
And then... when you go to leave, you pick the wrong door.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's so good.
Let's relive. From 4 years ago, Solomon and Claude.
Right. This is my 10th year of doing this. And I've got to say that when I read your application form, and then when I read your CV, it filled me with pleasure. There were no boastful brags about how great you are and how you're the greatest salesman or you're the greatest everything. It was very, very mature, very nicely written. So from my point of view, that was a sheer pleasure.
Thank you so much for saying that.
I've told you how pleased I was with your CV.
Oh, God.
And then I came on to actually look at the proposal that you're pitching for Lord Sugar. And frankly, it's a bloody disgrace. It's a bloody disgrace. The 10 years I've done this, I've never seen something that's put together two bloody pages with pictures on one page. What do you think you're coming here for? What do you think you're coming here for? You can leave. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wrong door.
Can I say...
There's nothing to argue. You've given me pictures of sailboats. You give me pictures of sailboats. What am I going to work on? Pictures of sailboats? What is that? What is that? Please leave.
Door.
That's not the way out.
Ah! Oh, God.
Scott Mills.
The best.
Scott Mills.
Oh, no, I hate these type of messages, Scott. You know when you get sent a message, it's just got a question mark on.
Oh, okay, who are you ignoring?
Well, we've been busy with freshers and that, haven't we? I haven't not really been going to the gym. Guy who works in the gym, has now resorted to just sending a question mark.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. And now you've said it on radio as well.
Oh, yeah.
So how many messages, check back, how many messages have you ignored?
Well, I've ignored three. But my mum does this as well. I'll just get a question mark if I don't reply. I hate it.
Well, just confront it, explain.
I'm trying to ignore you.
Explain you've been busy with the freshers gigs and that. And then when are you going to go back to see him?
Well, I'll have to do it sometime soon. It's tricky though, isn't it? You know, when you're trying to ignore someone, but they can see when you've been on WhatsApp and that.
Oh, right. So he's seen that you've read it.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. Oh. So that's why I've just got one with a question mark.
Start again next week.
What, just reply next week?
Yeah, just like, let's
start. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send a little kiss back and then I'll reply next week. Scott
Mills. That moment when Chris finds out you can hide when you've last been online and also hide the ticks.
It's amazing. Thank you to everyone telling me how to do that.
Didn't know that.
Game changer. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I can't help it. I just. You'll never be able to see if you've read them or not now. Scott Mills. Breaking news. Chichester students are singing Reach Up for the Stars, not Reach for the Stars. The actual songwriter has been on, confirming. The person that wrote Reach for the Stars by S Club, that there is no up after Reach.
So, okay, but I kind of think we knew that, but why are so many people adding it? Like, why has that become a thing?
The songwriter says, I can confirm there is no up in my song Reach for the Stars, which I wrote with my lovely friend Toddy.
Imagine saying that. My song, not yours. Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Elise is 21 and from Swansea. All right, love?
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good. You okay?
All good. So you're a trainee financial advisor, but are you working from home today, WFH?
I do work from home.
Okay. You know when you work from home?
Yeah.
Do you actually, though?
In my pyjamas, yeah.
Do you do it in your pyjamas? I don't think that's not really allowed.
That shouldn't count as proper work. Equally.
Why not?
I don't know. It just feels weird. Like, if you're doing work emails in your pyjamas, it doesn't feel right to me.
Equally, if you've got the TV on, it shouldn't count either. That's
it. I listen to you guys, though, when I'm working. Is that allowed?
Yeah, defo.
Oh, yeah, that's allowed. That's fine.
Thought so.
Sean Paul in concert a few weeks back in Cardiff. How was that?
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah.
Was he really on form and did all the hits?
Yeah, he wore his sunglasses the whole time.
Yeah, that's what he does.
But I didn't see his face, but yeah, he was really good.
Didn't see his face, but he was great. Hey, listen, I don't know whether you know the story about our listener from South Wales, Nicole, who's never been on a plane before.
Oh, is that the one that's going to Amsterdam?
Yeah, yeah, well, she's been.
Oh, yeah, I listened to her. She doesn't live far away from me.
Pontypridd.
I don't know her, though.
You don't know her, no. She's going to be on at 3:10, and she's got an update about the plane and about the trip to Amsterdam, so listen to that, all right?
I will, I promise.
Okay, Elise, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. You got the power. What a song!
Good song.
Isn't it? Little Mix.
Yeah.
The power.
It's going to be an interesting bangers today because that is a big, big song. I've gone a bit old school. You know, you were talking, Scott, about there being loads of dumping music on today by coincidence. Well, I thought I would offer up one as well. My banger choice is this. You are beautiful.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Bit of a different banger in the sense that
yeah,
it's
I'm liking
sort of
it.
Like sing-along, emotional. But I think it still counts. This is Christina Aguilera, You Are Beautiful.
I think it's just called Beautiful, actually. That
is
annoys
it?
Me. Yeah, I think that annoys me. Yeah, like, it's not
guys.
Called Reach for the Stars either. It's called Reach.
Oh, God, you're such a nerd.
I am a music nerd with things like that.
Chill out.
Okay, what are we going to do?
Okay. I've been listening to your show this afternoon, and it has been so sad. It's been full of, like, breakup songs and all of that.
Everyone's saying that.
It is, literally, and the weather is so grim in Wales. We need something to make us happy, and I think Little Mix can do that for us.
Alex
connected fluids.
This is Riyad and Alex, and we are back for another round of stories of sexual encounters gone sideways.
You're not a little Jedi.
Oh my God, I am terrified.
We cover everything in and out of the bedroom.
From the embarrassing to the unusual.
The bed just goes, nah mate, and folds up on everybody.
It's wildly unpredictable.
And could go just about anywhere, and usually does.
Would you have sex in a port-a-loo though?
I haven't.
Download it now from BBC Sounds or wherever you found this podcast.
Yes, Little Mix, Stormzy.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Flynn, it says, Beautiful by Christina. Look how big her big toe is in the video when she's sitting on the chair. It's huge. Never noticed that before. I don't think I've ever seen the video. I win today's bangers again. Yes, 2-0 now to me.
One. Scott Mills.
Last week on the show, we spoke to Nicole from Pontypridd, South Wales, who had never been on a plane before. Her boyfriend Liam booked her a surprise visit to Amsterdam for her birthday.
It's even better than that, though, Scott. She's never left Wales. Not just not been on a plane before, never left Wales.
I'm excited to speak to her. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, yeah. Not bad.
How was the Netherlands?
Really good. Like, brilliant.
Yeah?
Scary, but brilliant.
Why scary?
Because it was massive.
In what sense?
Like, honestly, I'm not even lying right now. You get lost. Me and Liam, we got lost. It took us 3 hours, right, to get home.
From where?
Don't even ask. Don't even know.
So was it just a weird feeling being out of the town that you know and love so well?
Yeah.
Is
and
that what it was?
We got told, right, that Amsterdam was built, like, in a little circle, so everything was built, like, in circles. So me and Liam were just going round in circles all the time.
Well, I think it's great that you've learned something from the trip as well. I was thinking that you might just go and just enjoy yourself. You know, a couple of nights out there, nice food, fun nights out, stuff like that. But it sounds to me that you've got really involved in kind of the culture of it.
Yeah, we went sightseeing every day because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to sightsee. Can I tell you where we went?
Yes.
Okay. The first day, well, it was a bit of a mess up because Liam booked us. Do you know what I said? I wanted to go on Frank's house.
And Frank, yeah.
Well, we didn't even go in because Liam booked the wrong tour.
You didn't pre-book the tickets, did you? And then you would have got there and there's big old queues outside.
Yeah.
So I was crying outside Anne Frank's house because I couldn't go in.
You cried?
I cried bawled. I was bawling my eyes out because I couldn't go in.
What did he book?
I don't know. I don't know what he booked. We went, what did we do? Anne Frank's house.
Was Anne Frank's house?
We done a Lovelock Bridge.
Oh, wow.
Which was an hour and 20 minute walk. But we did it and we threw the key in the river.
Oh.
I know, it was cringe.
It's cute.
We went on a bike ride. I think that was my favourite thing, was the bike ride.
I found the bikes terrifying when
same.
I was there.
There is. Oh, my God. You don't understand how many times I nearly got run over by a bike. You got to ding the bell. And do you know what I found funny? Was when me and Liam was on the bikes, right? We was dinging our bell all the time. But you're only supposed to ding your bell when you want to, like, move someone out of the way. So everyone was, like, looking at us really weird because we were dinging our bell.
And you were just dinging it because you were having a nice time.
We was dinging it. We was just dinging it along on the road. I went to the ice bar.
What was that like? Yeah,
that was amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't
that.
Have no alcohol. I just had orange juice. And they give you, like, ice caps and they literally froze.
It sounds like you had a great time.
Yeah, and I went other places.
Go on.
I went to the Red Light District.
How was that?
I don't want to say. I don't want to say my experience. I can't. All I can say is I was traumatised.
The ladies in the windows there, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did Liam say about it?
Oh, that's quite funny, actually, right? Because as soon as he literally had his head down all the way.
He had his head down?
Head down, yeah.
What, because he didn't want you to catch him looking?
I think so.
but it's kind of everywhere.
I did see him glance. He was glancing.
Was he?
He was.
He was telling you to look one way and then he was having a look himself, was he?
Right, I'm going to play a song, then we'll get to the plane, okay? Wait there.
Scott Mills.
So you've just been to Holland.
I was in Amsterdam.
In Holland?
In Holland. I don't know my countries.
In the Netherlands?
I don't know, stop confusing me.
Yeah. I think where you're going slightly wrong here, it's an understandable mistake to make. I've made similar mistakes with Zanti and Malia and Kavos and places like that, is that they're actually part of a sort of bigger thing.
What is?
Well, Amsterdam. So it's part of,
it's,
you know,
part of Holland.
And the Netherlands.
And the Netherlands. It's, yeah. It is confusing.
You know what I found confusing?
Yeah.
I thought we were still in the UK, and that is honestly the God's honest truth.
What do you mean?
I still thought we were in the UK. I didn't understand the European Union. I didn't understand it.
But Nicole, you were definitely a different country.
Yeah, but I didn't understand.
Nicole, when did you get back?
Yesterday.
How's the jet lag?
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean?
I don't know what jet lag means.
Well, when you go on a plane, you get jet lag, like tired. Do you feel tired?
Yeah, very. But I think I'm tired because of all the walking I've done.
It'll be the jet lag.
I've lost about 4 stone.
And that's not true.
That is true. My feet have gone smaller.
Your feet have gone smaller?
Yeah.
And that's not true either?
That is true.
Measure them, they won't have.
And I've seen the clogs.
Oh, you saw the clogs? I told you about the clogs.
I took a photo for you as well.
Oh, did you? Send that in.
Yeah. What,
did you buy any?
No, I couldn't be seen in them.
No?
No.
And finally, tell me about the plane. What was it like?
Amazing. It was really good. We had turbulence.
Yes.
And do you know the song? We hit turbulence.
Yeah, tune.
Yeah. I was singing that when we hit turbulence just to calm me down.
But were you not frightened at all?
Oh, I was clenching onto Liam like anything. I literally, the plane was going sideways, up and down.
What was it like when you took off? Were you scared?
Yeah, because it goes so fast and it's like, you know, that you barely goes, doesn't it?
It's like 500 miles an hour.
It's not, it's like 30,000, I got told.
No, that's how far you are up in the air.
Yeah.
It's not 30,000 miles an hour, Nicole, that'd be insane.
That's like warp speed 2 or something.
But do you know what I found different, like weird though? How the aeroplanes or the windows, they were plastic, they were in glass.
You didn't try and open one, did you?
No. I didn't want to. I hardly looked out. But no, actually, I'm not going to lie to you. I did look out the window. But I think I got on people's nerves. You're like the annoying person on the plane. I think I was that.
Scott's like that.
Yeah, that's me.
It's like, oh my God, look at that.
Was there anything you found particularly funny about the cabin crew?
Yes, actually. Because when I went down to the boarding seats, there was a woman sat on the chair and I was just like, my eyes were like bulging out of my eyes. Because like I was watching the planes and stuff. And I said, oh, it's my first time on a plane. She goes, oh, you're Nicole, now.
No way.
Yeah. And I literally was like, how do you know that? And she goes, I know everything. And then we got on the plane and she gave me a little goodie bag.
No way.
What? You got free stuff?
I'm serious.
What, because they'd heard you on Radio 1?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, that's really...
Did you know about that?
No, I honestly didn't know about that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Serious?
We did not know. No, you're famous.
Oh, my God. I thought you was behind that.
No, we had nothing to do with this.
What do
you mean? I've heard.
Oh, my goodness.
So they've heard you and they're like, oh, we know all about you.
They give me a postcard as well. Like, enjoy your first flight. Hope you have a nice time in Amsterdam. Oh. Look forward to seeing you again.
Oh, that's really cool.
Because I wanted to say thank you for doing that for me, because that was really nice, but obviously you didn't do it.
We didn't know. But it's nice of them. What was in the goodie bag?
A bottle of wine.
Yes.
Peanuts.
Right.
But I don't like peanuts, so I don't like nuts. Okay. So Liam ate them.
All right.
And some biscuits.
So you had a great time.
I had a brilliant time, and I can't wait to go abroad again.
I think the next thing we've got to do, Nicole, is send you somewhere else. But how about we send you somewhere overseas? Maybe somewhere like the Isle of Wight.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of it.
The White Isle.
Isle of Wight. Is it cold?
Depends what time of year, really.
Well, am I going today?
No,
obviously not, Nicole.
I was going to say that because I need to go home and pack my bags. Do you know what time my train is?
We could send her today. That could be funny. She sounds keen.
No, listen. We're going to send you somewhere, or we're going to open your eyes to more adventures, like stuff that you've never done before or even thought about doing, you know?
Yeah, I will.
Like all new experiences with Nicole.
Sorry, I'm a bit flabbergasted.
Right, we're going to get some listener suggestions, 81199, and Nicole, I will be back in touch and we will sort out another life experience for you very soon.
Okay, have a lovely day.
You too, love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
So much love for Nicole. Jessica says, Nicole is the absolute best. More adventures with her as soon as possible, please. That's what we're planning on. There's loads of messages and ideas coming in. Closing parties Ibiza would have been good.
Yeah.
A little trip to Bangkok also would have been pretty good. Dan says you've hit gold with Nicole. Stick to your word because she's brilliant. You can make her do so much new stuff, I know. Nicole was making me chuckle out loud. I want to go places with her. Yeah, ideas, please, for where we can send her next. Or what she can do that she might not have done before. Love her.
Scott Mills.
Jason Derulo, an incredible performer and singer, but I can always get more out of these people. I'll be doing a vocal coach session with Jason on Thursday's show. Vocal Coach of the Stars. We've done it before with the script. We did it with Hannah from London Grammar, George Ezra. Jason's probably our biggest one yet.
They love it because you can just get their extra meaning in the lyrics.
Yeah.
They have to perform these songs a lot, don't they?
Yeah, and sometimes
sort of slip away a bit.
It can lose all meaning, like the lyrics. So I give them instructions and then I really get the best out of them. I really get the range. That's with Jason Derulo on Thursday. Also, where do you think they were? Another listener finds out from their parents where they were conceived on Thursday. I think we've got the worst one for you yet this coming Thursday.
Scott Mills.
If you've got any stories you want to share with the show or any comments about today's podcast, let us know. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email. We're back tomorrow from 1. Scott Mills.